5 years ago today, a plucky little spacecraft called Pathfinder arrived on the surface of Mars. After the landing, Pathfinder project scientist Matthew Golombek was ecstatic.
We have basically the perfect site, we have the perfect spacecraft, we have the perfect instruments, and now we're just more excited than you could possibly to believe to go out there and start to investigate what's there.
Pathfinder brought a wealth of information about Mars, and as NPR's Joe Palca reports, it's shaping the direction of the next mission to the Martian surface.
In 1997, as Pathfinder closed in on Mars, expectations for the mission were low. Pathfinder's technology was new and untested, and the project's budget was minuscule, less than $200 million, a pittance compared to other planetary missions. Just before landing, Pathfinder engineer Rob Manning said if the mission made it to Mars safely, it would be a remarkable achievement.
I will be breaking out the champagne at that time. You can count on it.
But to everyone's delight, Pathfinder did make it safely to Mars. It wasn't a gentle landing because it wasn't designed to be. Parachutes and retro rockets slowed the spacecraft, but in the end, airbags cushioned the final impact, and Pathfinder bounced around like a beach ball before coming to rest on Mars. Manning and his colleagues at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena got their chance to break out the champagne.
We did. And some pretty expensive champagne at that. Actually, you're not supposed to drink alcohol at JPL, but it was a prime moment. It was a rare, very fleeting moment, but it was a lot of fun.
Fleeting because it was time to start planning for the next missions. From the start, Pathfinder's main mission was to test new technologies for future missions. Cornell astronomer Stephen Squire says in that alone, it was a huge success.
The two critical technologies that Pathfinder demonstrated were a little six-wheeled rover and the airbag landing system. And we are scaling those technologies up and making extensive use of them in 2003.
Squires and JPL's Rob Manning are building two spacecraft for launch next summer that will land and explore just like Pathfinder did. Manning says because the two new spacecraft will be much heavier than Pathfinder, they will have to be more robust.
We have to redesign our systems and reinforce them and quite frankly, patch them together with kind of high-tech duct tape to try to make the system do what we needed to do reliably.
Not only will they have to be reinforced, but the instruments on the lander will have to be packed in tight.
These rovers and these whole missions are much more like origami than spacecraft. In order to fit them in these very tight volumes, everything has to unfold. So we have lots and lots of motors and lots of articulating surfaces and things that open up so that we can get the rover out, stretched out, and able to drive around on the surface.
Like Pathfinder, the new landers will carry stereo cameras that will give a three-dimensional picture of the landing site. They also have an instrument that can look at rocks in the distance and get preliminary information about what they're made of. That will help mission scientists decide which ones are worth driving over to for a closer look. But the new landers differ from Pathfinder in one crucial respect. Instead of a two-part spacecraft consisting of a small base station and a small rover, the 2003 missions will be all rover. Stephen Squire says that's because the best way to learn about the geology of new terrain is to send out a field geologist, and the rover is basically that.
A field geologist, when they go out in the field, is sort of like a detective at the scene of a crime. There was something that happened in this place long ago. And the kind of places that we're going to go to are places where we think there was water long ago. And what the detective does, what the geologist does, is look at the clues, look at the evidence. And in the case of geology, the evidence, the clues are in the rocks.
Squire says like a human field geologist, the new rovers will have an arm.
It's got a shoulder and an elbow and a wrist, and then it's got four fingers. And the four fingers are a couple of spectrometers for telling us in detail what the rocks are made of, a little microscope, and then something called the RAT. And RAT, R-A-T, stands for rock abrasion tool. And it's a little grinding tool that we press up against the rock, and it grinds it into the rock, sort of opening up a window into the interior of the rock so we can see what the inside of the rock is made of.
In other words, if everything works as it's supposed to, Martian geologists here on Earth should be in heaven. If it works. Even though the Mars Odyssey spacecraft successfully went into orbit around Mars in October 2001, the failure of two earlier missions weighed heavily on NASA. Squires has heard all about the pressure people say his new mission is under.
I don't know if pressure is the word that I would use. I think anytime you get involved in space exploration, there's a certain, you know, there are high expectations. It's certainly exciting, though.
Squires hopes to join JPL's Rob Manning in a toast in January 2004. That's when the first of the two landers is scheduled to arrive at Mars. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.